The trucks drove along winding coral roads by the bay and through coconut groves. We stopped and unloaded our gear near a sign that said, 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines. An NCO assigned me to Company K. Soon a lieutenant came along and took aside the 15 or so men who had received crew-served weapons training, mortars and machine guns, in the States. He asked each of us which weapon he wanted to be assigned to in the company. I asked for 60-millimeter mortars and tried to look too small to carry a 70-pound flamethrower. He assigned me to mortars, and I moved my gear into a tent that housed the second squad of the 60-millimeter mortar section. For the next several weeks, I spent most of my time during the day on work parties building up the camp. The top sergeant of Company K, 1st Sergeant Malone, would come down the company's street shouting, "All the new men outside for a work party, on the double." Most of the time, the company's veterans weren't included. Pavuvu was supposed to be a rest camp for them after the long, wet, debilitating jungle campaign on Cape Gloucester. When Malone needed a large work party, he would call out, "I need every available man." So we referred to him as Available Malone. None of us, old hands or replacements, could fathom why the division command chose Pavuvu. Only after the war did I find out that the leaders were trying to avoid the kind of situation the 3rd Marine Division endured when it went into camp on Guadalcanal after its campaign on Bougainville. Facilities on Guadalcanal, by then a large rear area base, were reasonably good, but the High Command ordered the 3rd Division to furnish about 1,000 men each day for working parties all over the island. Not only did the Bougainville veterans get little or no rest, but when replacements came, the division had difficulty carrying out its training schedule in preparation for the next campaign, Guam. If Pavuvu seemed something less than a tropical paradise to us replacements, fresh from the States and New Caledonia, it was a bitter shock to the Gloucester veterans. After Guadalcanal, the 1st Marine Division went to Melbourne, Australia, for rest and refitting for the New Britain campaign. When Cape Gloucester ended, the men assumed they were headed back to Australia. Instead, they were dumped on a deserted island in the Russell Islands group, 60 miles from Guadalcanal. When ships entered Makati Bay, as the General Howes had, Pavuvu looked picturesque. But once ashore, one found the extensive coconut groves choked with rotting coconuts. The apparently solid ground was soft and turned quickly to mud when subjected to foot or vehicular traffic. Pavuvu was the classical embodiment of the Marine term boondocks. It was impossible to explain after the war what life on Pavuvu was like. Most of the griping about being rock-happy and bored in the Pacific came from men stationed at the big rear echelon bases like Hawaii or New Caledonia. Among their main complaints were that the ice cream wasn't good, the beer not cold enough, or the USO shows too infrequent. But on Pavuvu, simply living was difficult. For example, most of the work parties I went on in June and July were pick-and-shovel details to improve drainage or pave walkways with crushed coral, just to get us out of the water. Regulations called for wooden decks in all tents, but I never saw one on Pavuvu.